This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So we will continue, inshallah, with the seven feelings that we are supposed to have towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to benefit from the revelation. We mentioned first his status, and we mentioned how much he loves us, and we mentioned that without him we cannot survive in the dunya and in the akhirah. And we also mentioned that we as Muslims supposed to celebrate him. Every time you hear his name, you're supposed to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, we said to the level that if you make salat upon him once, Allah Azza wa Jal will make salat upon you 10 times. And we said that what does it mean when we say Allah makes a salat on a person? It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is boasting about that person in the mala' al-a'la, in the presence of the angels. So imagine, could it be possible that Allah Azza wa Jal is boasting about you up there and punishing you down here? Subhanallah. This is how important the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which bring us to the fifth feeling that we will discuss today. After we knew all these feelings, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Islam in general wants to engrave in our hearts the adab with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the respect with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know all these things, you know that he loves you, you know his status, you know that you cannot survive without him, but still there are certain rules when you sit with him. Don't be fooled because he's so nice and so kind and so simple and so humble that might give the people the impression that you have the audacity to disrespect him. No. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum 'inda rasulillah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تجهروا بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض ولا ترفعوا أصواتكم عند رسول الله. Do not raise your voice when you are in his presence. Do not talk to each other in a loud manner when he's there. And if you do that, listen to this. سبحانك يا ربي. Listen to this. If you do that, تحبط أعمالكم وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. All your salat, siyam, dua, everything is gone. It will be zero. It will be worthless. Just because I raised my voice in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said, he did not say you will get 5 sins. You will get 500 sins. تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Your a'mal are gone. After this ayah was revealed, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he said, I used to whisper to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whisper in his presence. And he praised the people who lowered their voice in his presence. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَغُضُّونَ أَصْوَاتَهُمْ عِنْدَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى. The ones who lower their voice in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are the muttaqeen. Allahu Akbar. Just because you lowered your voice in his presence. Not only that, he condemned the people who they used to go when Rasulullah ﷺ in his house, and they used to go outside and say, Ya Muhammad, come out, we want to ask you a question. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجَرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Those people who are calling you like this, these have no brain. Allahu Akbar. Just because you're calling him in a time that he's resting at home. And not only that, how dare you call him Ya Muhammad? Allah did not call him Ya Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called every prophet by his name. Ya Musa, Ya Zakariya, Ya Adam. The only Rasul he did not call by his name is Muhammad. Subhanak Ya Rabbi. So who are you to go and call him Ya Muhammad? لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. Do not call the Rasul, that's the way you call each other, Ya Muhammad, Ya Abul Qasim. No, Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Nabi Allah. Not only that, it reached the level that if you want to ask him a question, if you want to discuss a matter with him, Ya Rasulullah, I have something with me and my wife. I want to marry this person. I want to do this. If you want to do that, قدموا صدقة. Give a charity before you speak to him. Even though this ayah was abrogated, only one sahabi applied this ayah. We could imagine every time, you know, the sahaba were not very rich. So, and they have a lot of questions with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only one sahabi applied this ayah. He gave a sadaqah and then he asked. And then the ayah was abrogated. But to show the Muslims and show the sahaba specifically, they were living with him, to show the level of this man being among you. And not only that, you know, subhanAllah, sometimes a sheikh visits you and you get very excited. You want to spend as much time as much as you can with them, right? So this, so of course, if this is with the sheikh, can you imagine with Sheikh al-Shuyukh, with Imam al-Mursaleen? So they used to, every time they, he said, don't go into his house and ask for a meal. And even if you do, do not stay there and hang out. لا مستأنسين لحديث. Do not sit there and there, what's up and go. No, no, you eat and you leave. Why? Because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam yastahi. He's so shy to tell you to leave. And do not go there and wait for the food to be cooked. That means this is a long time. Just go there after you get permission first. You go there, you eat, and you leave. Otherwise, this was, يعني, subhanAllah, Allah Azza wa Jal, he said that this yu'dhi, it bothers Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he's worried about him being bothered. Allahu Akbar. Yani, when you put all these feelings, and we still have two more feelings, when you put those two feelings together, you see the status of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But I want to keep repeating every time, that does not give us the permission to go into ghulu and to elevate Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a status that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala did not elevate. He told us, do not treat me like the Christians treated Isa. So, as I mentioned, some people go to extreme ghulu. They say, oh, he is, like I said, created from Noor, and he is still among us, and all that stuff. I went one time to, in New York, we invited a group. They said they took permission to use, there's no basement in Dallas, there's a basement in New York. We had a basement in the masjid, which we used as a multi-purpose hall. And then we did not know, we learned our lesson, we did not know what kind of group is this. And then all of a sudden they all sitting and there's a chair that's empty. Who's this chair for? So this is for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's about to come. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then all of a sudden everybody's screaming, Hadar, 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 Hadar. Who's Hadar, Habib? He is here. La hawla wa la quwwata. So this is ghulu. All this stuff that we are mentioning is to have the honor and respect. Wasat. Don't go to say, well, who's Rasulullah? He's just a bashar. He is a bashar, but he's not just like the rest of the bashar. I am the best of the bashar. La fakhr. He said himself, I am the best of mankind. And I'm not saying this as of arrogance, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed me. And subhanAllah, a story in Bukhari, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give some time for the sisters to come and ask him questions. So they were sitting down and asking him questions, and then they heard Umar coming. So they immediately, the hadith said, they started covering themselves and sitting there, you know, very scared. So when Umar walked in and this incident happened, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started laughing. So Umar said, "Ma adhaka, why are you laughing, Ya Rasulullah?" He said, I'm laughing about the way the sisters acted when they heard your voice. They did this and they did that. So Umar said, "Ya aduwati anfusihin, O enemies of yourselves." He started yelling at them. "What are you doing this? Atuhabunani? You are scared from me more than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" They said, "You are very harsh. You are very harsh and you are very stern, but Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is always soft and, you know, subhanAllah." So, yani, and then he said the very famous statement, "Ya Umar, if the shaitan see you come from one way, he will go from another." Subhanallah. So, ya akhwan, this is, yani, this is just a sample of how much adab we should have with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And since Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not with us anymore, so we should have adab with his sunnah. We should have adab and respect to the sunnah that he left behind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from his followers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us with him on the day of judgment. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.